Arthur went into church and placed the sword on the high altar. The archbishop took it up and touched Arthur on the shoulder with it to make him a knight. Then Arthur forgave the great nobles and knights for doubting him and swore an oath that he would be a just and true king for all of his days. He ordered the lords who held their land from the crown to fulfill the duties they owed him. Each one knelt before him in turn and promised to abide by the laws of the king. After this ceremony, crimes committed in the land since the death of his father, Uther Pendragon, they told him of how lands and castles had been taken by force and men murdered, and of how knights and ladies, common people, were robbed and assaulted. Arthur ordered that all lands and property should be returned to their rightful owners and that everyone should respect the rights of others. When that was done, Arthur organized his government. Sir Kay was made High Steward of all Britain, and the most trustworthy knights were appointed to high office. Merlin was confirmed as chief counselor to the king.